This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you. Well, kind of insanity for the moment. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. We're live from CPAC 2019. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com, because I won't be able to hear you if you call. Maybe, I might ask a question. Okay, we've already started it off. Eric Golub is with me, and Erica, you had me laughing. I almost couldn't introduce you because I love your shirt, man.
Thank you. America forever, France never. Great to be with you, sir.
Oh, but what about the shirt?
Okay, I have started a new social justice movement inspired by Black Lives Matter, and we need to stop judging women by their tops. I'm going to say it now. Backsides matter.
God, what? And, I'm not even going to go. How much flack do you get? I mean, I know you get a lot of positive stuff. I watch people walking by you and smiling at your shirt.
But the funny thing is, the only people who get angry are the white liberals because they think that it's offensive to black people. The black men are a little nervous because they don't know how their women are going to react. And as soon as their women walk away, they go, love it, quick, let's take the picture. But the black women love it. They're my best customers. And wow. I kid you not, this happens all over the country. I'll be wearing my Backsides Matter t-shirt, which is multicultural, so whether it's a badonkadonkatukas or a kalito, backsides matter. But what will happen is a white, lily-white protester will come up and go, I'm offended by that. And before they can finish the sentence, a black woman will come up and go, shut up and get out of the way. How much is the t-shirt? And by the way, it's 25.
Before we get rolling, where do they find your website and your propaganda stuff here? Where do they find
Come to me on Facebook, Eric, E-R-I-C, Golub, G-O-L-U-B. I am the conservative comedian, books and t-shirts, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, head over there, you know, and reach out to him. He's got a lot of good stuff there. All right, so anyway, I watch you on Facebook. You are all over the place, okay? I mean, we live in the same state, but you're almost never there. And so you get to hang out with a lot of young people, a lot of different people from different parts of the country. Tell me what the average feel is about our president.
The funny thing is, okay, if you live on the coast, you don't understand that there's this big area between New York and Los Angeles that I call normal America. They like the guy. And what drives the liberals in Manhattan even crazy is that the blue-collar hard hats in New York like the guy.
Yeah.
He's just a fun, likable guy. And you cannot take somebody who is unlikable and just declare them likable. It doesn't work.
No.
And the reverse is also true. And so Donald Trump, you know, my friend Eric Provaznik put it best. Okay? Donald Trump is like the Rodney Dangerfield character in Caddyshack. Okay? Yeah. He's rude. He's crude. He's crass. He says inappropriate things. But Hillary Clinton was more like Judge Smales, the Ted Knight character. You know, I didn't want to execute them, but I felt I owed it to them. And so for all of, you know, Rodney Dangerfield / Donald Trump's behavior in Caddyshack, when it comes down to that final moment, can you really root for Judge Smales, Hillary Clinton to win? No, you just can't. So you find yourself another good example, Dabney Coleman. He always played characters that they may not have been likable, but you liked him anyway. I'll give one more example, J.R. Ewing. ripping on Dallas. He was supposed to be the villain, but you just liked him. And Donald Trump is just a likable guy, unless you're one of those cold Liz Warren stiffs that's unpleasant.
But listen, how could you be from New York and not understand Donald Trump? I mean, sure, right? A typical, A-type New York successful developer, what's he going to sugarcoat?
And the best part about it is that he's real. Everything is there. The man has never had an unexpressed thought. So if you want to know what he's thinking, just shut up and listen, and he will tell you.
I know, right?
And it'll be like, you know, he'll see some hard hats, and he'll be like, look, 6%, F you, we're doing 8%. And they'll say, screw you, how about 4%? All right, how about 6%? And then they'll all go to the bar, he'll have his soda, they'll have a beer. And get it. That's just how they talk. It's how it is.
I agree with you, and I've talked to friends I thought were sane who would tell me, you know, I just don't like the way he says it. Look at, he stopped the rockets from going towards Guam, going over Japan, and you're worried about how he said it?
The funny thing, I keep saying this about, is that people are focused on the style because we've become the nation of Kardashian. But if you look at substance, the guy actually gets results.
Yeah.
And that's all I care about. I'll admit that Barack Obama could be erudite when he was reading from his teleprompter, but there was no there. It's like Clara Pella said in 1984, where's the beef? There is none. And with Donald Trump, okay, so he's rough around the edges. Who cares? I want two things. I want more money in my pocket, and as far as getting blown to kingdom come, I'm against it. If you handle those two things, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, I'm loving this stuff, and I'm loving the fact that this fake outrage if he could speak like Obama, or if Obama could have truly got done what he gets done, the left would have had a utopia, wouldn't they?
You know what? That's like saying if I were to sleep with Liz Warren and close my eyes, it'll be Liz Hurley. It doesn't work that way. Okay. The bottom line is the only thing that I ask from President Trump is get the hell out of my life, leave me alone, and allow me to have freedom to fail. And Donald Trump has done that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't care who Donald Trump sleeps with. I have a message to the entire world. The entire point of becoming a billionaire is so that you get to sleep with hot women. There's only so much money, you know, after a while, you know, there's only so much money. You know, Jeff Bezos, $134 billion, and his wife wasn't good enough.
I will never, because I know that woman, and I'll just say, I will never understand. I just don't get it.
I want her to marry me.
All right. You're a sick man. How do people find you again, quick?
Tiger Express, TYG, quadruple R Express. Find me on Facebook under Eric Golub, GOLUB. Buy my books and t-shirts.
Please do. He's got some great stuff. You gotta check it out. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do that out of habit. I'm not answering the phone, so good luck to you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, though. Those I am answering. Hey, look, you talked for 3 hours today. I am answering joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I am joined by a very gutsy, man, and I do appreciate I'm going to pray for you one of these days because I know what you're doing here. Larry Wilsk is with me. He's running for Congress in the California District 50. It's Duncan Hunter's old district.
Yes,
and, man, I'll tell you what. First of all, you are a Republican, right?
Absolutely.
And you're running in California.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You need to be checked. You have to have your meds checked. And like a sanity check done on you, too, as well. I am very involved with the Republican Party in California. I am very much feeling like they're almost finished there.
Well, it's like anything else. It's dark before the dawn, and we're the last seat in the region, and I'm not leaving my state. It's where I grew up. It's where I was stationed for 28 years, so I'd rather stay and fight.
Yeah. And I don't blame you. I'm not saying you shouldn't fight, but it's kind of hard when a lot of times you're fighting alone. And you look at what's going, you know, we have a new progressive Republican movement in California. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called the New Way.
Mm-hmm.
It's being funded by Arnold Schwarzenegger and a few others. And they've picked up a lot of ground over the last 8 months, last year. And that's one of the entities you'll be fighting.
Absolutely. It's really funny. I was in the SEAL teams for 30 years. So being outnumbered, outgunned, and outmanned is always kind of the normal day.
Well, like I said, you're a gutsy man. So give me your platform. You got me in an elevator, and you want to sell me.
Top three. It's pretty straightforward for me. First, of course, is taxes. I want to take what our President Trump has done for tax reform and continue it on. It was a great start, and we need to really shape that up, make capital gains go away for working families, and bring money back over from overseas so we can get more jobs and repatriate some of our cash instead of penalizing people for success. Next, and very important to me, emotionally important to me, is taking care of our veterans. We've got between 21 and 24 veterans committing suicide a day.
Yep.
And I know the problem, and the VA is not living up to what they're supposed to do. And I know the VA very well because I use the VA. I just had another hip replaced about 6 weeks ago. And the VA, the surgeons are great, the medical teams are great, but the year of bureaucracy it took me to get to those guys, good thing I didn't have cancer, I'd be dead. So getting somebody in Congress who can get on the Veterans Affairs Committee and start kicking that can around it's important because people's lives are at stake.
Yeah, I think that's one of our biggest problems with our legislators as a whole. We have no more real veterans running for office and involved because they know what it's like to make hard decisions. They know what's going on for real in countries, socialist or communist countries.
Well, yeah. Been around the world about a half a dozen times, and I've had 14 deployments between 6 and 10 months, and six of those are combat deployments, two of those are special purpose deployments. So if you look at the effects of foreign policy or the effects of our culture or the effects of awful cultures globally, right, I've got a pretty good tune on what's going on out there. And you're right, we don't have those vets in Congress. We need more of them.
I'm picking up the yelling, but it's okay. I don't even know what they're yelling. You're a retired Navy SEAL. Now, I've been told that when you're in the military, you never really retire.
Right.
You're always ready to go. Have you talked and worked with the Republicans? For those of you who don't know, it's Orange County, California is where you're...
San Diego County.
Is that San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you got me. San Diego County. San Diego was a very heavy Republican area. I don't know what it is now.
It still is, but we just keep losing elections. And we don't have a unifying front to start bringing people together. I mean, San Diego's got the highest concentration of veterans, DOD, and active duty military in the country. Yet we don't really have a unifying force bringing that powerful vote together. It's one of the things I intend to do. And I'll do it by, wearing the tires off my motorcycle and getting out and talking to everybody.
What kind of support are you getting from the party locally?
The party hasn't even come out on this election cycle yet saying anything about anyone. So I'm anticipating in about 3 months they'll go through the endorsement process.
Yeah.
And since I'm the first one out in front of this, I'm anticipating getting that endorsement. I've got to earn it, and I will. There's nobody else even filed right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people waiting to see what happens.
Right.
I wouldn't wait. I'm with you. I'd be all over this. I'd be out front on this. I'd be going out there trying to get my message out now and not later.
If you wait, you lose.
Oh, I agree.
And that's the bottom line. Duncan Hunter's a friend of mine, and I wish him luck in what he's facing. It's not easy, but I don't think he'll be around for re-election, so let's get after it, keep our seat, and make it stronger.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep beating this up with you because I've been involved with it so long. California Republicans are so divided right now as to how to take on, take on the government, get their people elected. Some are talking about becoming more libertarian. Some are talking about becoming less conservative or speaking less to the conservative message. Where's your thought on that? What is a true Republican, if you would?
Well, I'm a constitutionalist because I raised my hand and swore an oath to die before I'll give up our Constitution, and I've lived to that with the risks I've taken. And you're right, California Republicans are split up, but there's a common denominator. All the different factions love veterans.
That's true.
And we need to get more veterans running for office, because nobody else in any of those groups swore an oath to everybody else. You know, we didn't get to pick and choose Republican or Democrat or Independent.
Right.
We got to swear our lives to, here's a blank check, my life's on it, to every American if I agree with them or not.
Right.
And that makes it an easy button for people to go, I can get behind that veteran.
Yeah. I agree with you. I love our vets, too. You know, and I think, again, I think that's one of the problems in this country is we don't have vets living at homes, telling stories, talking about what they've seen in other countries. So our young people who think socialism is wonderful, maybe even some that actually believe that communism is wonderful, don't know anybody who actually, helped liberate people that lived in these kind of countries.
In the mid-90s, I got to go to Bosnia and then to another place called East Timor, where they were both, there was a lot of problem sets. Murder was rampant. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed.
Wow.
Based on their faith. Every one of them saw Americans as this wonderful light. Not because we're any better people, but because we're free to do what we want. We pick and choose. And it's an amazing effect when you see other people that have never had a choice in life getting just a little exposure to our culture of live and let live. And you're right. Our youth need to be taught what's out there.
There was I went to a seminar, and there was an old Jewish couple there. I mean, very old. And the old man said, went into his years back, and he said, look, I'm heartbroken. He said, heart saddened at the fact that the American flag is so disrespected. He said, I will tell you that we were on, as a little boy, we were on a train heading for one of the camps. And the train was stopped, and we saw all these soldiers, and everybody figured it was done for us then. And then one old man came running down the middle saying, it's okay, they're Americans. We're going to be okay. And that doesn't portray the message being taught today. Anyway, real quick, tell people where to find you.
LarryWilske.com, LarryWilske.com.
Larry, we'll put it up on our website. Thanks so much for being with me. Good luck to you, friend.
Thanks, brother.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. As the White House gears up for the 2020 campaign, it's pressing the case that Democrats are rallying behind the policies of socialism. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland.
Our opponents are proposing to overturn America's success and its greatness. It's crazy stuff. I've been around a while. I suppose nothing should surprise me. High taxes, healthcare takeover, impoverished, poverty traps, socialism.
The Trump administration announced Friday it's revoking the visas of 49 Maduro-aligned officials and their families and sanctioning several top military and security officials, part of a major U.S. campaign to push contested Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. Early Saturday morning, SpaceX will launch its new Crew Dragon spacecraft for the very first time, a capsule designed to take NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I was born to wave the flag, I'm telling you. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm honored to be joined by Dr. Bonner Cohen. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy and Research. Dr. Bonner, thanks for being with me, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's just jump right into it, because I know, you know, we're hearing how Trump is just destroying this country. And you proposed that President Trump is well on his way to achieving his goal of total American energy dominance. Win me over, sir.
All right. Well, about a year ago, President Trump said that as a result of our taking the maximum usage of our abundant natural resources, particularly oil and natural gas, and coal for export, the U.S. is on the verge of achieving total global energy dominance, rather than being dependent upon oil from the Middle East, rather than spending an enormous amount of our resources lining the pockets of oil sheiks around the world and around the Middle East. We are now availing ourselves of our own natural resources, and in so doing are not only keeping the price of electricity for American families and American businesses low, but we are all, and thereby creating thousands and thousands of jobs here in the United States. But we are now also exporting oil and natural gas. The United States is now the world's number one producer of both oil and natural gas, having surpassed Saudi Arabia in the former and having surpassed Russia in the latter. And we are now in a position where we can no longer allow foreign interest to dictate the cost of energy to American citizens, because we're producing that on our own.
Now, you know, some of the eco-freaks, and pardon the beloved term I use, but some of the eco-freaks would say, yes, but we're ruining, we're ruining the country by drilling and pumping oil and all this other stuff. Help me with that.
Well, if you really want to ruin the country in your pursuit of energy, I can think of no better way to do that than to plaster the country from coast to coast with giant solar arrays and ugly, unsightly, and heavily subsidized wind farms. These are intermittent sources of energy that wouldn't be able to stand on their own 2 feet were it not for the generous subsidies they receive courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. Oil and natural gas are far and away the most environmentally sustainable of all of these natural resources for the simple reason that they're not land intensive, that they are reliable, they are there 24/7. You don't need backup for when the sun doesn't shine, which you will need for solar, and you don't need backup when the wind doesn't blow that you need from wind. So I can think of nothing more environmentally unfriendly than the very fashionable so-called renewable energy, which is not cost competitive. Those wind turbines kill tens of thousands of birds and bats every year.
I was going to say that to you. You know, we have them in California, and the dirty little secret that they won't let you see, and others have taken pictures of it, is the tonnage of dead birds around those things.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely hideous. And this is coming from people who would have you believe that they really care about the environment, that they care about wildlife, when it is the nature of their business that they take into account the deaths of, as I say, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of birds and bats and eagles every year. So any talk of these people's sources of energy actually being environmentally friendly is absolutely ridiculous.
And the solar farms, I like those too. We're pushing those more and more and more in California as well. And you're seeing them, they are placid all over mountainsides.
Right. Just talking about little solar panels that you put on your roof. No, we're talking about gigantic solar arrays that take up thousands and thousands of acres on which in an earlier time we had thriving farmland or ranches or wherever they are. Like solar arrays every place else, they produce absolutely zero energy at night, which means you have to go to a backup system anyway. Well, if you have to go to a backup system anyway, why bother with a stupid solar arrays to begin with? And they are very land intensive. California, where you're from, is a very beautiful state. Doesn't have the most beautiful political leadership in the world, but that's another subject. But I can think of no worse way to, or no better way actually, to defile the beautiful scenery that you have in California than to put up wind turbines and gigantic solar arrays.
You know, I was just thinking about the new Green Deal that AOC is promoting. This will take care of all this, though, right?
You bet. But what we see with this is the Green New Deal is actually a Trojan horse. People hear the word green. Oh, well, it's going to be clean, and it's going to lead to better air and better water and all of that sort of thing. The planet is not going to heat up and all of that sort of thing. Actually, it's a Trojan horse behind which there is an agenda for redistribution of wealth going throughout the society with the alleged threat posed by global warming, which is today called climate change, serving as the pretext. They need the pretext because they're asking us to make sacrifices, huge sacrifices in terms of lowering our disposable income, the disposable income of every family in this country. It's an extremely regressive policy because it will hit people of middle income and points downward far worse than it's going to hit Leo Leo DiCaprio and people and Al Gore and people of their ilk. And we ultimately are going to find ourselves saddled with policies that make it extremely difficult for ordinary people to get by, which is exactly what these people have in mind. That in turn will lead to increased dependency on government for their livelihoods, and the concentration of power, in this case, who gets energy and how much you pay for it, in the hands of unelected and unaccountable government bureaucrats.
I only got a couple of minutes left. You make a statement that the American environmental groups are serving as mouthpieces and enablers of Russian and Chinese interests. I'm not educated enough to understand that. What does that mean?
Oh, yes. Various congressional investigations have brought to the surface that U.S. environmental groups receive money from Russia, albeit laundered through an offshore entity. It's in Bermuda. From there, it is passed on to two foundations in San Francisco, the Energy Foundation being one of them. And from there, the money is passed on to the Sierra Club Foundation, the Natural Resources Defense Council, NRDC, and numerous other environmental groups. Why are the Russians doing this? Well, they're doing this because they rightly see that Trump's policy of global American energy dominance poses a direct threat to Russia, which is highly dependent upon its sale of oil and natural gas for its economic well-being. So what to do? You join forces with U.S. Fossil fuel groups.
Right.
You support them financially, albeit directly, and bingo, you have a fifth column here in the U.S. that's doing your bidding.
Wow. The green energy thing is always one that's made me crazy, because they're not looking at the true carbon. We only have a minute, so I'm not expecting to go deep into this, but they don't look at the true carbon footprint it takes to dispose of some of the materials, what it takes to create some of these materials, manufacturing. They're not being honest about it.
No, they're not. There's absolutely nothing green about green energy other than the dollars that these people line their pockets with, who are behind putting up the wind mills and solar panels that increasingly we are stuck with today.
Well,
you mentioned the problem. What do you do with these things when they have to be decommissioned? You have an enormous amount of junk on your hands, including the toxic chemicals that are needed to produce the solar arrays, the backup batteries.
Well, we got to go.
What have you?
We're done. I'm going to have to find out more about you at the nationalcenter.org. That's nationalcenter.org. Dr. Barner, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. You call now, you get voicemail. I'm not answering anybody or doing anything. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, send me an email, though, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I'll try to read it. I can't guarantee it, but I will try to read it. So I've got Ben Brubeck with me. He's Vice President of Regulatory Labor and State Affairs for the Associated Builders and Contractors. We had you here last year.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Okay. And actually, we've been Dotline affiliated for a long time. I know people that have worked here. I've worked with people that work for your organization. I met your people in California, and you're moving them out of California now, right? Because, I mean, you really... First of all, tell people what ABC does.
Yeah, we're a construction trade association, and we represent about 21,000 member companies. They're commercial and industrial contractors. We've got about 69 chapters across the country, so you probably work with some of our California chapters and contractors out there, and yeah, they're it's a bad place to do business these days with all the regulations and issues that they're facing.
Yeah, they have what's called PLAs, right?
Project labor agreements. You know about them, all right?
I serve on a school board. I have to deal with things like this on a regular basis. And tell people what PLAs are and why they're not so good.
Yeah, ABC is staunchly opposed to government mandated project labor agreements or PLAs. And what PLAs do is they force contractors to hire most or all of their labor from union hiring halls. Our contractors are primarily non-union, so they're not allowed to use their own workforce on a construction project. That makes their projects more expensive, less safe, less skilled, perhaps, workers. And so the effect of these project labor agreements, when they're mandated by school boards or the state government, is it increases the cost of construction between 12% and 18%. So the effect of that is basically we're not getting enough bang for our buck in infrastructure dollars. And there's some qualified small businesses and contractors and Americans who can't work on projects funded by taxpayer dollars. So we're out there trying to fight government-mandated project labor agreements on behalf of taxpayers and our membership.
Well, you know, and again, you're talking about, people don't realize, you're really talking about some of the smaller contractors, the mom-and-pop-owned electrical companies, plumbing companies, where they couldn't afford to do this kind of thing. They couldn't afford to take on the job if they had to pay out and fall within all those regulations. And it doesn't mean the job's any less safe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of research out there that shows there's really no difference between a project labor agreement project and one that is bid with free and open competition. Our contractors all over the country do high quality work, safe. They invest in their workers with workforce development programs across the country. And all this really is a scheme to steer contracts to unionize contractors and ensure that some of the political base gets some public work when these are mandated on different construction projects. So all we want at ABC is a fair and open competition, level playing field. And so we're out there promoting that. Unfortunately, in California, you've got the state government and local governments, and they are all putting project labor agreements on public works projects. It's really hard to do public work out in California.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it because, as you say, it doesn't mean the job's any safer or anything. As a matter of fact, if anything, it drives a lot of smaller businesses out of business because they cannot get these jobs anymore. How is construction overall across the country? Now, we hear the economy's doing well. Things are happening. The building industry is proof, true proof, that the economy is doing well. So
our members are really optimistic about the economy right now. Every economic indicator we have is showing that we're at all-time highs or close to all-time highs. We're starting to see a lot of the Trump tax cuts kind of flow through the economy right now. Our contractors are investing in workforce development, new materials, new technology to help deliver projects. And so there's just a lot of optimism and enthusiasm. But one of the unfortunate things that's happening right now is there's a severe skilled workforce shortage right now. We probably estimate between 400 and 500,000 jobs can be filled right now. So ABC is going across the country talking about what a great career construction is and trying to connect people to the construction industry through our workforce development program.
So I'm heavily involved. I'm actually the driving force between bringing back Career Tech Ed to the high school level.
That's right. We talked about it last year.
Yeah, and I'm still having a little trouble getting what I call the manual labor arts pushed through. Carpentry, electrical, plumbing, that kind of stuff. How do you get these schools to understand? How do you get people to understand these are important? Look, you want to be a surgeon, that's great. You got to live in a house. You got to have electricity, right? I mean, if you're a solar freak, you still need a plumber to put this stuff together.
Yeah, my plumber makes more than my attorney. That's what I would say.
I tell people that all the time. They don't believe me, but it's a true statement.
Yeah, we've been going around meeting with guidance counselors in school districts and saying, look, this is an outstanding career. Career construction is nothing to be ashamed of. That you can get in as an apprentice or an entry entry-level person in the industry, learn a trade, and then get into, you know, a journeyman-level position, and then you can start your own company and grow your business, and pretty soon, you know, you've got a really, really outstanding company. It's just too bad too many people are being steered into a four-year college degree. You know, it's just the system set up.
You mean they're being steered into $80,000 worth of debt?
Yeah, they're gonna get $80,000 in debt and live with mom on the couch for the next 5 years. When, you know, I was talking to an 18-year-old welder from Louisiana who made over $100,000 last year, just because he's in a high demand skill and he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to, you know, get people excited about a career in construction and let everyone know there's a lot of opportunities right there, right now, to get involved.
And you're exactly right. I mean, the plumber, I did really well when I was an electrical contractor. I raised four kids on that money, so couldn't be that bad. Right?
The American dream.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's not a dream. It's not a career that requires, you know, as you say, a four-year education. You know, you learn the trades. If you learn from the right people, you can do, and you don't necessarily have to own your own business, but, you know, not a bad place.
Yeah, you can earn while you learn, and then the career ladder is there in the construction industry. I mean, so many of our members were small businesses, you know, with three guys in the back of a truck in college, and now they've got 500 employees and do $50 million a year. So it's just great to see that kind of growth in the industry, and, you know, the economy's humming right now, and I think a lot of our members are benefiting from some of the regulatory reforms from the Trump administration and the tax cuts doing well. So, you know, we're on a good trajectory, but there's obviously some headwinds as a result of so much growth so fast.
You know, it's funny, one of your talking points is about the Criminal Justice Reform Act and how it creates new opportunities for these people to come on and get a trade, right? How are you working with them there?
Yeah, so a number of our chapters are working actually with the prison population while they're in prison, trying to teach them a skill and a trade so that when they come out, they've got a career and they've got some skills and they're not going to go back to prison. They're going to have a life. They're going to have a second chance. So we're working with programs in prisons, and then we're also working for folks that are out of prison and are looking for a career. That skilled labor shortage is really, you know, making the business community really try to focus on finding labor from all different sectors of the economy. And this is a great one. You know, one of the headlines for me yesterday at CPAC was seeing Van Jones get out with Matt Schlapp and talk about criminal justice reform and say how conservatives have been a leader on that. You know, it's great to see that happening.
Yeah, was there blood coming out of the corner of his mouth? Because I'm sure he was just driving beside himself to have to say that.
It was actually really collegial. It was nice to see sort of a bipartisan moment in the belly of the beast from his perspective, you know?
Yeah, I can only imagine. But, you know, again, back to the smaller businesses, smaller contractors, one thing they do that the bigger contractors have a hard time doing is training and giving internships and apprenticeships, if you would, to some of our kids in school and some of the people coming out of prison and wanting to go again. But are you championing programs like that?
Yeah, ABC's got a whole ecosystem of workforce development programs, including registered apprenticeship programs and safety training, foreman training, estimating, anything in the construction industry. ABC has programs to upskill and to get into the industry. And so if you're interested in getting in the construction industry, you want to seize this opportunity, I encourage you to reach out to some of our local chapters. You can find them through our website at abc.org. Just consider looking into the construction industry. It's a great, great opportunity and career pathway.
Okay. All right. And listen, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. And keep up the good work. And I'm going to reach out. I'm going to hold you to it. I got you on camera now. I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to call you for our school district and see what we can do together to try to get our kids.
Absolutely. We'd love to get involved.
Together.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Great.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Now, look, this was our last day at CPAC, last day broadcasting from CPAC. However, the excitement shouldn't stop there. What we're doing, or what I'm doing anyway, is I'm going to be still doing interviews here for the next day or two, and we're going to be playing them next week or the week after, and the week after, I should say. Because there's no reason why, again, there are a lot of good people here. It's hard to get them here. A lot of, you know, if you guys hop on the website, hop on the Facebook page, you're going to see where I did a video is how many people are on Radio Row, how long it is, how hard it is to get through here. So, God bless them. Thank you for being with me today. Remember, head over to the website, therealside.com. First of all, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. There's a lot you can get involved with there. But mostly, what I want you to get involved with, it's giving me your email address. I send that one lousy email a week. I let you know what's going on, the topics we're going to be discussing, the people we'll probably have on. And it shouldn't be a big deal, right? I mean, this should be a no-brainer. Anybody with me? It should be a no-brainer. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. Get it in your book, 855-732-5563. If you want to be informed by text message, which is probably the easiest way nowadays, you can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And again, if you go to CPAC, Google CPAC 2019, you're going to see a lot of speeches. You're going to see a lot, you'll be able to grab a lot of video on it. And there's a lot of people to encourage and help your young people get involved and get engaged, to give them reasons to get involved and get engaged. And that means that you have to stop. You have to talk with your grandsons, granddaughters, nieces, nephews, maybe even sons and daughters, and send them in the direction. Help them understand the realities behind where liberalism, what socialism is getting them, what communism is getting them. Anyway, have a great weekend. Don't forget, next week, start looking for the videos going to be popping up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I got to say thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for taking the time with me. God bless. Have a safe and great weekend.